Today's shiur is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Lamed, and we will begin by Ezra Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Chof Tesem Beis, the bottom line of the Gemara. In our previous shiur, we had discussed quite extensively the halacha that under what circumstances is it considered that when somebody admits that he owes money, that it's a full admission. And then the Gemara had continued to discuss when is the halacha that you could commit that admission to writing. So says the Gemara Huyadisa, there was such a document that it indicated that somebody had admitted that he owed the money. It was written that the document was written in the way documents that reflect such an admission. The kol lishnei the beidinai, and all of the wording that is written by a bezdin when they commit to writing such a type of document, and the document says that there were edim that heard and saw this admission, and that it demand, etc. And then, however, there were no three signatures on this document. And of course, a document of admission that's being written by a bezdin, a document of a daisa, has to have three dayonim. But sometimes we start with three dayonim, and something happens that one of the dayonim are not there at the time of signing. But such a document, the Gemara Masechet Ksubos Daf Chof Beis Amud Aleph teaches us, should state that we started with three, and one is not here. And this document, although it only had those two signatures, but it didn't have this indication, the statement that something happened to one of the dayonim. So Ravina assumed the Hanadir Shlokish. We learned at the end of yesterday's shir, the Reish Lakish taught us, Chazok al Eidim Shleichosim al Ashtar, we could assume that Eidim will not sign a document, Elm Kein Nasa Kedin, unless it was done properly. So if we see this type of a document, we could be confident, says the Gemara, that it was done right. And since we could be confident that it was done right, we don't have to be worried about it. Amalei Rav Nosa Bar Ashi, Hocham Rina Mishpeh de Rava, says he says not true, because we have to be concerned. Chashin al Bezdin time, we have to be concerned that Bezdin made a mistake. So the Ran says that the Gemara says Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak ikasaba beidina, but if it says explicitly that this was done by a Bezdin, that the halacha is sulo tzorach. But if there's a concern, why should we not be concerned that the Bezdin made a mistake? So the Ran explains, when the Gemara says Chashin al Bezdin Dohen, that means that we're concerned that Bezdin maybe wrote the admission in a time where, as we said, admissions should not be committed to writing. However, what the Gemara means to say now is once it says that it was done by a Bezdin, there's no reason to have that concern. But ask the Gemara, the fact that they included in the shtar the word Bezdin is an indication that it was done truly by a proper Bezdin. But ask the Gemara, we learned many times in Amasach, the Dama Shmuel, Shnaim Shadonu the name din, that if two members of a Bezdin issue a psak, that's a valid psak, El Shanikra Bezdin Chatzuf, because they violated what the halach is, that we should always have an odd number. So why are we just saying that the fact that it says the word Bezdin in the shtar is enough? Answers the Gemara, because also it didn't just say that this was done by a Bezdin. What it says was it was done by Beidina de Rabban Rav Ashi, that it was done by the Bezdin Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi was known as the great Talmud Chacham, and if his Bezdin did a document, they certainly know that a bezdin's not two people, and obviously everything was done correctly. But ask the Gemara, for Dumar Rabbanan, the Ravashi, maybe the Rabbanan of that bezdin, Kishmus really, they hold like Shmuel, and they consider that a bezdin of two members is also a valid bezdin. And from here we see, say the Rishonim, that perhaps the halachi is like Shmuel. Says Gemar the Ksiba, because in the document it doesn't just say that it was Ravashi's bezdin. It was Amalon Ravashi. Ravashi was the one that instructed us how to do this. And Ravashi certainly wouldn't have instructed them to do something which was completely wrong. Tanabon begins the Brice Amalhem Echad. If somebody says to Yisoimim, a person passed away, he left over Yisoimim, and somebody says to those Yisoimim, Aniri Isi Avichim Shitnin Mam Besheda Teva Migdol, I saw how your father put away money in a certain spot. But Vomar, he said when he put away that money, Shaplani Hain, that money belongs to a certain individual. Or he said, Shamaisa Shani Hain, he said that money is Maisa Shani money. We speak about often in our Shiurim, that the first and the second and the fourth and the fifth years of the Shemitah cycle, you have to put out, you have to give Maisa Shani. And if somebody doesn't want to have to take the Maisa Shani up to Yerushalayim, he has the option of redeeming the Maisa Shani or money and taking that money up to Yerushalayim and spending it on food items. And somebody said that this money that your father put away, he said that it's Maisa Shani. The halacha is as follows. If this box, this chest where the money was put away was Bebayis Le'amaklum, the money is that we ignore the statement. Besada, but if it was a place where these people would not have been able to get the money, then davar is davar of kayomim. And the Gemara summarizes what is the basis of the halacha. Kol shadavar kosh biyada litlan, where the person could have gotten access to the money. So then the halacha is davar of kayomim. Then the halacha is what he said is stands. Because this person could have taken that money and done whatever he wants with it, because the person who put it, the place where it's found, is not a place where I could access, where the Yisraelim could access the money. However, ein biyadin litlan, but if there's no way that the person who's making the statement could have gotten hold of the money, it's in the house of the Yisraelim, can't just walk into somebody's house and take money, then the halacha is that lo amakulam. So the Sma asks a very obvious question. Why is this person who's making the statement not believed with a migui? He could have said a migui, I would have never told you about this money altogether. The answer is that if he would have been quiet, then nothing would have accomplished. Now, the word of migui works because the person who says what he's saying has what to gain with the other claim. Here, if he would have remained silent, he would have had nothing to gain. But then, many Rishonim ask a question. Yes, in Halacha, we always need two Edim. We've been discussing that very extensively in our Shiurim. But there's a rule that Eid Echad Nemer Bisurim, when it comes to Issa V'Heter, we could rely on one Eid. So they ask, yes, when he says that the money the father said belonged to somebody, we don't believe when he says it because we need to aid him and he doesn't have mnemonis. But when we speak about Maisa Sheni is Issa Heter. He's coming to say that there are limitations to this money, and the halacha throughout Shas is, as we learned in Masechet Yevamos, Eid Echad Nemen Bisurim. So the Rishonim say, when we say Eid Echad Nemen Bisurim, I saw two answers to this question. That's only when somebody wants to say something is mutter. If somebody comes and says that a food is kosher, Eid Echad Nemen Bisurim, even though he's only one Eid, we believe him. But here, what the purpose of this statement is, Le'isser, that this is Maisa Sheni money and should be treated Le'isser. There we don't say Eid Echad Nemen Bisurim. That's one pshat that I saw. The other pshat that I saw is that when it's a pure Issa Heter Shaila, then we say Eid Echad Nemen Bisurim. our Gemara is not a pure Isavahetta situation. The issue really is a Dine Mama situation, where there's money that the father left over. The chazaka on that money is that it belongs to the children, it belongs to the Yisoyimim, and when this person wants to break that assumption, that's called primarily a Dine Mamna Shaila. The fact that there are also Isavahetta implications to the question doesn't make it an Isavahetta situation, and we won't apply here the concept, the halacha of Eid Echad Nem Bisurim. Continues the Gemara. Harei Shiro, but what would be the halacha if the Yisraelim actually saw as a fiim shit in Mars B'Shei the Teva Migdal that their father put money away in this chest? Vomer, but when he put the money, he told them, Shepleni Hain, they belong to this individual, Shemei Sisheni. So says the Gemara, in Kamaiser, if the way it was stated was as if he's giving them instructions what to do with that money, then the halacha is the Dvar of Kayamim, we have to follow those instructions. However, in Kamarim, we learned in our previous year the concept that Adam Osu Loilaz Bias Bonav, that some people have this tendency, they don't want their children to believe, they don't want people to believe that they're wealthy, they don't want their children to believe that they have this much money. And therefore, here we could say that the father made the statement just because he doesn't want the children to think there's money, they're wealthy, the money lema klum, the money belongs to the Yisoyimim. There's a father, there's a child who is concerned. He knew his father left over money, but he doesn't know where that money is. And now, and he had a dream. And in the dream, he saw kach v'kach hein, there's this much money, in a certain spot. But the dream also showed that the money belongs to my Sheni. Says the Gemara Zaya Maisa, there was such a situation, and now the question is, if he's relying on the entire dream to find the money and the amount of the money, which all ended up being accurate, so maybe the part that it's Maisa Sheni is also accurate. Says the Gemara of Amru Chazal taught us, we could ignore dreams. So our Gemara has established this halacha that one could ignore that part of the dream, and he doesn't have to assume that the money is Maisa Sheni, even though the rest of the dream was reliable. The Meiri explains that all dreams contain something which is inaccurate. As the Gemara Masechet Nedarim teaches us, Yefshel Chaloyim B'Li Dvarim B'Teilim. The Ran asks a question. He says that the Gemara in Masechet Nedarim, Daf Ches Amud Aleph, says that if one dreams that he was put into Chayrim, he should gather a group of Talmid Chachamim to release him from the Chayrim. So ask the Ran, doesn't that Gemara seem to indicate that dreams should be taken seriously? Says the Tashbats that what the Gemara means to say that we don't have to take dreams seriously is that what we learn in a dream is only considered a suffix. And therefore, if somebody dreams that he's in Chayrim, so he has to be concerned the possibility that he is indeed in Chayrim. And because he has to be concerned about that possibility, he has to come up with a way to come out of the Chayrim. If, however, the dream concerns monetary matters, as we're learning in our Gemara, so whenever we speak about a question with monetary matters, we know the rule is Hamotzi Mechaveiro Olav Araya. The Sefer Uri V'Yishi has a different approach to this Gemara. He says, yes, the person had a dream, and the dream seemed to be quite accurate. He says, we learned that every dream has some inaccuracy. So he says, beautiful pshat. He says, because everything else was accurate, and we know that a dream has to have a part that's inaccurate, it must be that what was the inaccurate part? The part that is says that it was Maisa Sheni money. And the Sefer Chashukei Chemed says a very interesting approach. He says, he asks a question. There's somebody who has reservations to go on a trip on a plane, and then he has a dream that to go on that trip. His father comes to him in a dream and tells him, don't go on that trip. It's dangerous to take that flight. But of course, canceling the reservation will cost money. So the question that he asks is, that he wants to discuss la halacha, is what should this person do? And he says, of course, we have our Gemara that seems to say, that says, Divrei Chachamim is le'malam v'le'meridin. And yet we have the Gemara in Masechet Nedarim that the person who had this dream about being a cherim had to bring people to release the cherim. So he says a number of different points. He says, when somebody has a dream about something that he's doing, and not only does he have that dream, he remembers the dream. And not only does he remember the dream, but he's concerned about the dream. So that seems to be that they're sending him a message, Min HaShamayim, you need to be concerned. And therefore he should be concerned. Another explanation which he uses is what we just learned, and what we just quoted, the Tashbats. He says that when we speak about a dream, the halachic principles that are applicable in all situations kick in. What does that mean? So he explains that by a cherim, when there's a suffix, you have to try to release yourself from the cherim. By dinim amnes, hametz mechaver olav harayim. Another point he makes, as we also just learned, most dreams are inaccurate, but there is a part that is inaccurate. And therefore, if there's even a suffix in our case, that it might be dangerous to take this trip. So it becomes a situation of suffix nefashis. And we know that the halach is that whenever there's a situation of suffix nefashis, we have to be careful. He also differentiates between a dream that is about the past versus a dream about the future. He says our Gemara is speaking about a dream that reflects the past. The money that was put there, what is the status of that money? There, the Gemara is saying that we could ignore the dream. But when we speak about a dream that speaks about the future, which is the case that we're speaking about, we had this dream that his father tells him, don't take this trip, there might be considered a message, it might be considered like a nevuah, and should be more concerned about it. We learned in the Mishnah, Shnayim Amrim Zakai, if there's a Din Torah, and two people say that you're innocent, and one says you're guilty, and one says he's guilty, Chayiv. Then it says he's guilty, the halacha is, he's innocent. Ask the Gemara, Mechtav Hechik Sivi, when you have such a situation, how is the document telling us what the Bezdin paskened, how is it written? Rav Yochanan Zakai, they just write, Ish Pleni Zakai. Ishlokishama, plenty mizakin. These two dayonim said that he's innocent. Reb Leza Omer, medivreim nizdaka plenty. That the difference is, Reb Yochanan says, we just write the psak, nothing else. The second opinion is that we write it out clearly. And of course, this is a very difficult opinion. What we learned in the Mishnah, that we're not supposed to disclose. We learned in the Mishnah that we don't disclose. We learned in our Mishnah, in our previous year, the dying shouldn't say, Ani mezakav chaveri mechayvim, ava ma'as shechaveri rabo alai. So how could Reish Lakish and our Gemara say that we explicitly say that? So some Rishonim, the Rebbeinu Yoina, suggest that if the person who was a party to the Din Torah expressly requested that he wants to know, then we have to write it for him. In other words, the Mishnah is speaking about a case where there was no such request. But where there was an explicit request, we have to write it out. Then, and Rabbi Lazar says as follows. We don't want to expressly say who said what. But on the other hand, we don't want to say something which is not emes. And therefore, we have to write it in a way that the parties of the Din Torah should know that this was not a unanimous psak without disclosing who said what. Ask the Gemara, my Benayu. So how do we understand these three opinions? Says the Gemara, Ika Benayu, L'shlume Iu Mansu Ba'adayu. If there was a mistake made in this Din Torah, And it's the type of mistake that we're going to learn that the Dayanim have to pay for the mistake they made. The question is, does this third Dayan, who didn't agree with the other two Dayanim, have to participate in paying for that mistake? The Mandama Zakai, according to the Mandama, says that Bezdin made this decision. So even though it wasn't his opinion that Bezdin should make this decision, but he's part of the Bezdin, and therefore Mishalom, he has to pay for the mistake that was made. Humandama Plani Mazakim, or Plani Mechaivin, Loi Mishalom, that he doesn't have to pay, because it's being very clear that he didn't participate in this incorrect psak. And since he didn't participate, he doesn't have to pay. Ask the Gemara, Lamando Mazakai, Mishalom, why does he have to pay? Lamemilhu, Illidita Sin Atanamla Shlumpton. If you had to listen to what I said, you wouldn't be paying either. So because I said the right thing, now I'm going to have to pay. Says the Gemara, Eli Kibanai Lishnuma Inu Mints of the Day. The Gemara is saying, if the two Dayanim made a mistake, and based on their mistake, the wrong psak was given, there's no question that the third Dayan, who did not make a mistake, should not be held responsible to pay. The question is, do the other two Dayanim have to pay his share? L'mandam Zakai, according to Mandam, that they just say, Zakai, Mishalmi, then you have to pay, because you caused this loss to the wrong litigant. L'mandam, plenty Mazak, and plenty Mechaivin, Loi Mishalmim, everybody has to pay. According to Rebbe Lazar, that says, B'divreim Nizdaka Plony, so the Rishonim say, the Yad Ramah says, that's considered the same as the first person, the first opinion who said Zakai, and whatever will be the halacha according to that opinion will be the halacha according to Rebbe Lazar. Ask the Gemara, well, Lamanda Mazakai, and the way we just learned, that isn't only the halacha according to the opinion that Rabbi Yochanan said, but even according to Rebbe Lazar, will be the same halacha. Mishalmi was saying that the two other Dayanim have to pay the part, the share of the third Dayan. Ask the Gemara why, why could they not say to him, Ilav at Bahadon, if you were to participate in this Din Torah, a Din Torah, as we've been learning in our Shurim, has to have three Dayanim, they have a Solik Din Amidi, they would have never been a Din Torah. So why should we have to pay your, why should we not have to pay your share? El says the Gemara, we have to look at this whole situation very differently. El Ikabinayu, that there's no question to understand this approach in the Gemara, that the two Dayanim have to pay their share, and the third Dayan doesn't have to pay anything, and they don't have to pay his share. Ikabinayu, the question of how this psak should be presented is because, as we learned in our Mishnah, there is a concern when you offer this information of a selch rocha b'mecha, Rabbi Yechonama Zakai, and you don't have, we don't want any details because any details would be a violation of Leiselik Rachel. Rish Lakish Amar Plenim Zak and Plenim Mechayvim Mishin the Mexican Shikra. He's more concerned that we shouldn't say anything that is a lie and anything that, and therefore he doesn't want, he has to, it has to be explicit. And even though the Mishnah said there is a concern of Leiselik Rachel, so what will Rish Lakish do with that pasuk? So the Rishonim explained, the Rish Lakish says that we only say Leiselich Rachel is when there was no request. So to offer that kind of information is considered Leiselich Rachel. But if it's not the it's an answer to request, then you have to say the emes. I saw another pshat that the Rishonim suggest that the concern of Leiselich Rachel is because what will happen after you say the Rechilas? But here, all he's doing, he's saying, well, Bezdin Paskin. And that's not necessarily going to have any negative repercussions. Rish Lakish Omer, we have to say the truth. Plenty Mazakin, plenty Mechaivim, because otherwise Mechzik Yishikra, and as we just explained, there's no concern of a Selk Rachel. The Reb Lazar is sort of in the middle. Islay Damar, on one hand, he's concerned, he agrees with Rebbe's concern of Rechilas, but he also is concerned, Islay Damar, of Rish Lakish's concern that we always want the truth and only the truth. Hilka Kasvi Hochi. That's why he says it should be written in a way, the Medrayim is Daka Ploini, which is very parav. We learned further in the Mishnah. Gomer Sadova, Hoy Machnitson. After they finished the Psak, Hoy Machnitson. Ask the Gemara, Laman, who are the people that we bring into Bezdin? Ilay Mila Balidinam. If we're thinking about the Balidinam, ask the Gemara, Hossam Kaimi, that they're there. So the Rishonim ask a very powerful question. If the Gemara we just finished learning, that certainly L'chatchila, we don't want that the parties to the Din Torah should know who said what. So we don't want they should know who said what, but if they're there, as the Gemara just said, Hossam Kaimi, how are we going to prevent them from knowing what's going on? So because of this, the Ran says that when the Gemara says Hossam Kaimi, it doesn't mean that they were there and they overheard the deliberation of the Dayanim. What it means is they're in the same room, but they're on the side and they don't hear what the Dayanim actually said. Says the Gemara, Ella, what it meant to say in the Mishnah, Machnisin, it's speaking about the Edom. Kaman, says the Gemara, Deloy Kreb Nosson. He says, this is not following the opinion of Reb Nosson. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Loylam Eina Dusum Mitzarefis, the Edis of two witnesses do not combine. Achiyu Shneim Kechot, his opinion is that they had to have seen whatever they're testifying together. Shuaimer, I feel Bezachazah. Even if they was not said at the same, even if they didn't see at the same time, as we'll explain, the aloch is that they could combine. Furthermore, ein einem sekayems bezdin, their edus is not accepted by bezdin achiyidu shneim kechad until they testify together. Rav Nosson Aimer, no shaymer devarav shayayim kshav chaver lemacher, and this person says his testimony today, and the next one could say it tomorrow. So we see that it's not enough that you should hear the edus of each aid separately, and which is contrary to what Reb Nosson said. Says the Gemara, it can mean the what Reb Nosson said. L'Oilam was speaking about the Bali Dinim. And our Mishnah is following the opinion of the Mechinya that holds that during the deliberation, they removed the parties from the room, because we don't want that the party that hears that this dying was against me, this dying was for me, it could only cause serious problems moving down the road. This is the way that the people did in Yerushalayim. We bring the parties. We hear what they have to say. And then we bring the Edom, the Shem, the Vrem, we hear their testimony. And then we remove everybody from the room. And then we deliberate. And what it means to say is that afterwards, we bring them back for the Psak. For Tanya, asked the Gemara, the Brisa says, Gomer's a Dover, Machnisin's Edom. So we see that the Edom are the ones that are brought back, and we don't need to have them there at the same time. Says the Gemara, he, that Brisa certainly, as we're going to learn these opinions right now, is not consistent with Reb Nosson. And the Gemara goes into that discussion. Gufa. Two testimonies cannot combine. Achiyur Shneim Kechad. Shuaimer Afilu Bezachazeh. They don't have to be said at the same time. The Maikamafgi. What is the base of what they don't have to have seen the episode together? Ask the Gemara, what is the basis of their machloikis? Says the Gemara, Ibai say Misfari, Ibai say Mikra, it's based on a pasuk. Ibai Misfari, logic. Ibai say Misfari, if we say that it's based on a logic, Amana de Kamasar Hai, Le Kamasar Hai. If somebody says that I saw somebody borrow money on Sunday, and the other eight says I saw them borrow money, the borrow the money on Monday. So says Reb Shua ben Karcha, Amana de Kamasar Hai, Le Kamasar Hai. Amana de Kamasar Hai, Le Masar Hai. Each one of them are speaking about different episodes. So that's why they cannot combine. Says Reb Shua, that's the Tanakama. Idach Reb Shua ben Karcha holds, Amana ba Alma Tavayi Kamasadi. They're both testifying that they owe the money. And since they're both testifying that they owe them money, and therefore the halacha is they have to pay. And I saw that the Yad Ramah explains that when they're saying testimony, who and what are they saying testimony about is the machlokes. If they're saying about the loiva, so if I saw something on Sunday and you saw something on Monday, we're not speaking about the same loiva act. If we're talking about the money, they both agree that he owes a mana. V'bayseima, the basis of this machlokes of the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shuban Karcha is based on a pasuk. The Ksiv, the pasuk, when it speaks about Shvuas Eidus, the Torah says V'eid ora oyada, that says if somebody approaches Eidim and says, you know testimony on my behalf, and then they swear that they don't know testimony, and it's not true, they swore falsely, the halach is that they have to bring a carbon oil of Yared. And the pasuk says, and the Gemara, the Braisa, explains that pasuk. For Tanya, the pasuk says, the Braisa teaches us, Lo yakum erecha b'ish, apish dey edim ashlesh edim yakum dover. Says the Gemara, Mimasha shenema lo yakum eid, if the Torah uses the word eid, any day she'echad, so obviously eid means one individual, it's a loshen yachid. So why was it necessary, ma tam loimer eid echad, why was it necessary to add the word echad? To teach us, Zebnei Av, this comes to teach us that Kamakum Shnemer Eid, wherever the Torah uses the word Eid, even though it's a Lashon Yachid, Harekan Shnaimer means two people. Achi Yifarat Lecha Akosef, until the Torah says Echad. When the Torah says Eid Echad, it means only one person. So if that's the case, there's still a question. Yes, we're learning now that if the Torah just uses the word Eid, it means one person. But why does the Torah express two people with the word aid? The teachers add the chazu tavai kachad until the two aidim saw this episode together. And that's how I know that if the aidim is to be considered valid aidis, they both had to have seen it together. Vidach, Rav Shuman Karka disagrees. What does the pasuk teach us? What does the pasuk with Oyed Aroy Yod coming to teach us? To teach us Shemekal Makam, on the contrary, the fact that the Torah adds the words Oyra Oyada comes to teach us that as long as they're saying testimony, the fact that they're not saying they saw the same thing at the same time doesn't make a difference. We learned a second thing in this brisa, and that was V'ein Eidusim Eskayem Esbedes Bezdet. Their testimony is not accepted by Bezdin, at Shiyidu Shneim Ke'echad, until they say testimony together. Rav Nesson, I mean, no, Shmayim Dvarim Shel Zeh Hayoyim, Kshavah Chaveir Lamacha Shayim Dvarav, says the Gemara B'maika Mifugi, Ibai Seh Mesvara, Ibai Seh Mekra. Ibai Seh Mesvara, Masava, Eid Echad Ki Asi, when one aid shows up in Bezdin, and we know that to be considered valid aidus, you need to have two aidim. What can one aid accomplish? All one aid can accomplish is that the person who he's saying testimony to or about will have to make a shvua. So this aid echad l'shvua asri l'mayim l'ayasi, his aidus was never there for the purpose of extracting money. And therefore, that when the next aid comes, and he comes again with the same experience, saying Eidus alone, so he's also coming just for Shvuah. So the two Eidim who are coming for Shvuah can now not combine to be Mechayiv Himam. V'edach, Rav Nosson holds, he says, even when people speak at the same time, when they come at the same time, each aid, each witness, obviously offers his testimony individually. And what do we do? Elements are finalei. Hachinami, the fact that they're together doesn't prevent us from combining them. V'bay Seima, another way of explaining the machlokes is over a pasuk. The pasuk says that im lo yagad v'nosa avoinai, if somebody doesn't say his testimony, and as we said before, he swore falsely that he doesn't know testimony when he really does, v'nosa avoinai. Says the Gemara, the kula ama. And according to this explanation, everybody holds, like the Rabbanon, to argue the plegalit of Shuman Karcha. Everybody agrees, like the opinion of the Rabbanon, that they have to have seen what they're testifying about together. And the machlokes here is, V'hochop b'kushei hagodol riyah k'mifli. The machlokes here is, by riyah, when it comes to see what happened, everybody's going to agree with the Rabbanon that they both have to have seen the same episode at the same time. And now the question is that also going to be the halacha regarding the testimony? Tanakam Masover, Masover, Makshina Hagodol Riyah. And just like this, what they saw, they had to have seen together. So too, the halacha is what they say, they have to say at the same time. And Rav Nosson holds, Loi Makshinin, that even though the Riyah has to be at the same time, the Haggadah doesn't have to be at the same time. And the Mishnah Berurah in Simmer in Arachai and Simmer Eshches Reis Samaches of Katan Yutes says that when we say the Yechulu Friday night, the halach is it should be said standing, because we're saying testimony that a Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and also the halach is that it should be said by everybody together. And the reason it should be said by everybody together, as we've been discussing in previous shiurim, is because this is a Haggadah Eidus. They're saying a testimony, and you have to have two people saying it together. And the question is this really considered a full-fledged testimony? The fact that the halacha requires that we should stand is very much an indication that it's a full-fledged testimony. And therefore, since it's a full-fledged testimony, you should have at least two people saying it together. And therefore, as we've said in previous shiurim, the minig, many people have the minig, that when, if somebody was still davening Shemoneh Esrei, and he said Vayichulu, and he didn't have a chance to say Vayichulu with everybody else, he should say it, he should find somebody else to say Vayichulu with together after he finishes his Shemoneh Esrei. But there are those that suggest, and we've mentioned this in other shiurim, that this recitation of Yechulu in the Shemoneh Esrei on Friday night doesn't have the halachas of a regular testimony. Rather, we're not testifying against about an individual. We're just declaring that a Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And by declaring that a Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, then what we're trying to say is that that we're declaring that. And we want to declare it in public. If that's the case, it has nothing to do with looking for two people. It's that you want to say this for Yechulu, you want to say with this declaration, with the entire minyan, to make this very clear that this is what we believe in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's creation of the world. If that's the case, maybe, says the Cheshuki Chemed, the halacha should be that we know that part of the Shemoneh Esrei that we say on Friday night includes the Vayichulu. So he wants to suggest that if somebody's in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei and the Tzibur comes to Vayichulu, that's after the Shemoneh Esrei, if you are at that point in your Shemoneh Esrei, so even though we know, of course, when you say Shemoneh Esrei, you should say the Shemoneh Esrei quietly, this Vayichulu that you're saying in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, you should say out loud. And the reason you should say it out loud is because we want to be able to accomplish that you're making this public declaration. So even if after you're going to finish the Shemoneh Esrei, you're going to find another individual that will say V'yichulu with you, it's just going to be the two of you. And that isn't really what the goal of the V'yichulu is when we say the Shemoneh Esrei. The goal of the V'yichulu by the Shemoneh Esrei is that it should be a very public statement. Says the Gemara. Rav Shimon ben Yochid have mishtaked that Rav Shimon ben Elazar wanted that Rav Yossi ben Chanina should receive smicha, but it didn't work. One day, Rav Shimon ben Yochanan was sitting in front of Rav Yochanan, and Rav Yochanan said, "Mika yada halacha Rav Shimon ben Karcha alai. What is the halacha in the machlokes that we're learning?" Amalei Rav Shimon ben Yochanan, "Dein yada." So Rav Shimon ben Yochanan said about Rav Yosef Rav Chanina was sitting there, he knows that. Amalei, so Rav Yochanan says to Rav Shimon ben Yochanan, Lema, Ezo, let me say it. Amalei, so Rav Shimon ben Yochanan says to Rav Yochanan, before I let him say what he's going to say, Lismacha Ma'abereshim, first give him smicha, And then he'll say what he has to say. So the question is, does Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina have to have smicha to be able to say something? So the Mashal says that when we have something reported, the halacha, if it's reported by somebody who has smicha, then it's more acceptable. So he said, Samchei. So Rabbi Yochanan gave Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina smicha. Amali. And at that point, Rabbi Yochanan says to Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, B'ni, Emily, tell me, Ketzer Shemata, what is the halacha? Amalei kach shemati, the moed of Shuman Karch Nosson, the Shuman Karch, even though that he holds that the Edim don't have to say Edis together, says the Gemara, the halacha is that according to Shuman Karch, the Edim don't have to say the testimony together. Amar, Davazel Trachti, that I need to do, Hashta, that I needed to hear from you, Hashta ma ikaraya. Rabbi Shimon Karkel says they don't have to see the same episode to be offered testimony. So certainly, this saying the testimony is less serious than the actual testimony. And of course, it's obvious that he won't require that they should say it together. Says the Gemara, but Rabbi Yochanan said to him, so you really didn't tell me anything I didn't know, says Rabbi Yochanan. But says the Gemara, Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Hoyel Veleisa, once I gave you the smicha, even though it really turned out not to be necessary, loitayud. Amar Abzeir, Shmamina, Gavar Rabbah. And here we see, once smicha was given, we don't take it away. Kivin the stomach samach. Amar Chibar Abin, Amar Rav, Halacha Bishua, Bekarcha, the halacha is like Rishua Bekarcha, that you don't have to have, that they should say testimony on the exact same episode, bein bekarkos, whether it's testimony by real estate, bein mitatlan, when the same testimony by mitatlan. Ulama halakha b'shuben karcha bekarkos, because they're saying on the same piece of real estate. Therefore, we could combine them, even if they're not speaking about the same, they didn't see it at the same time. Avaloi mitatlan, because when we speak about a different type of transaction, it might be two separate, different transactions, and they can't be combined. Amalei Abaya. Abaya said to Ula, when you said halakha b'shuben karkos, it means that you obviously feel that mechlal de pligi, that Rabbanan disagree with b'shuben karcha even by karkos. But ask the Gemara of Amar Rabba, Amar Ravuna, Amar Rav, Moed dechacham b'shuben karcha beidus karka, there is no machloikis. With the Tani Rav Aydi Bar Oven, Ben Nezokin the Beirut Karna. Rav Aydi Bar Oven taught us when they learned Nezokin in the Yeshiva of Karna, there are cases where they agree that the two Edim don't have to say testimony about the exact same episode and they could still combine. One is Be'edis Bechor, to say that we know that the Halach is that a Bechor, an animal Bechor, is given to the Kohen. But nowadays, specifically, in those days when the animal was a healthy animal, was brought as a carbon. It's essentially the same as a carbon shlomim. But nowadays, it has to be given to the kohen, and we have to wait till it becomes a balmum. And the Gemara, we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem, Masechta Bechairis, that we have to be concerned that A, there's a mum, and B, that the mum was not inflicted by the kohen. So if two Edom come and say that this animal has a mum, even though they didn't see it at the same time, they could combine. Obey this kaka, what you've been discussing. Eidus chazaka means that, as we learned extensively in the sect of Basra, if somebody says, I bought this property, but I don't have the deed, but I was on this property for 3 years and it wasn't contested, it's a proof that he's the owner. So if two different Edom say about two different set of 3 years, one says it was these 3 years, the other one says it was other 3 years, they can combine, and also Ben Abbas. So we see that, what we see from here, that in these cases, that the Chachamim didn't agree by Edus Karka, only when they're talking about different situations. So how can we see that, how could you say that there was a machloikis, and we're passing like Rabbi Shuman Karcha? This brisa indicates that the Chachamim never argued with Rabbi Shuman Karcha by Karka. Answers the Gemara, Gavra, Gavra Karavas, that's a question that you're asking from one Amira and another Amira. Masava, Ula held that they argue, but the Halacha, that indeed the Chachamim Rishum and Karcha even argue in these cases, but he says the Halacha is like Rishum and Karcha. Or Masava, Loi Pligi, and therefore it's not a question. But the Braisa mentioned that one of the cases, at least according to this opinion, according to Rabbi Idi Bar Oven, is that Bebenu Bas, that there's no machlokes. Ask the Gemara, what was meant when it said Shebenu Bas? Ilayim Echer Oimer, we know that in order for a girl to be considered a Bas Mitzvah, she of course has to be 12 years old, and she also has to bring Shtei Saris. So Echer Oimer, Achs Begaba, V'Echer Oimer, Achs Bekresa. If one eight said that she has one hair on the front of her body, and one says it was on the back of her body, says the Gemara, they don't combine. Says the Gemara, they don't combine for a different reason. Hai chatzi tov chatzi edesu, because each one is only saying that one hair. One hair is not sufficient to be a gedola. Ella, what is the case that's meant? Echer oimer shtayim begaba. This aid says that I saw two hairs in this part of her body. Echer oimer shtayim bekresa, and one aid says I saw two hairs on the other side of the body. So even though they're not both saying about the same place, but they're both testifying that she is a gedola, and therefore everybody will agree, according to Rabbi Idi Bar Oven, that they combine. Amar Rabbi Yosef. So we've learned the halacha that Ula taught us, that Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, the halacha is like him by Karka. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosef, not minim shmeid Ula, but I learned in the name of Ula, the halacha Rabbi Shua ben Karcha ben Karkos ben Matatlan. Rabbanan da asum chuzah amri, amr of zayrim shmei the rav, but kakos in kakos we paskin like Rabbi Shimon Karcha, avaloi b'metatlan. And the reason is that when we're speaking about karka, even though they're not saying that they saw it at the same time, but they are speaking about the same karka, but metatlan isn't necessary that way. Rav, says the Gemara, says, tamei, dama rav. Rav teaches us, if one eight says that this loiva admitted on Sunday that he owes him money, and then another eight says that I heard him admit on Monday. One eight says I heard him admit on Sunday, and one eight says I heard him admit on Monday. Or, one eight says that there was the admission that the loan took place on Sunday, and the second eight says the admission took place on Monday. The halacha is mitzarfim, because we could easily say that they're speaking about the same debt. However, if the two testimonies are havah havah, one said that I saw the loan take place on Sunday, and one said I saw a loan take place on Monday, or havah chayda, I heard an admission on Sunday and a loan on Monday, and the halacha is loy mitzarfim. So we see from here that when Rav said that the halacha is not like Rav Shua Mekarcha Metatlin, only in different it depends on what situation. Says the Mar Ashkei Rav Nachman Yitzchak Rav Huna Berei Rav Shua V'Amalei. Mashna Havah Chavah. Why, when one eight says I saw a loan on Sunday, and another one says I saw it on Monday, that the halacha is the loy that they don't combine? The man of the Kachazah High, the Kachazah High, they're not speaking about the same debt. So ask the Gemara, Hadoach Hadoach Nami, if one says I heard him admit on Sunday, and one heard I heard him admit on Monday, why do they combine? Why should we not say, Amana de Kamai de Kamai, Halamai de Kamai Hai? Each one was speaking about a different loan. Answers the Gemara, the case here was the Amalai Basra, when the loiv was Maida on Monday, he says that the loan that I am being moida to you about on Monday, b'hai moida, mana da oidlai kamach, this loan that I'm admitting about today on Monday, oidlai nami kamen plenty, I already admitted about this loan yesterday. So we see they're talking about the same loan. Says the Gemara, but why is that good? Akati, yes, Basriyada, the second aid knows that they were about the same loan as the first aid. However, Kama, the first aid, doesn't know anything about what happened going to happen on Monday. Says the Gemara, the Hada Azul, because what happens is, first he admitted to an eight in front of an eight on Sunday. Then he admitted to another aide on Monday. And when he admitted in front of that second aide on Monday, he said that I'm reflecting back to that this is what I spoke about in front of the other aide on Sunday. Now, after that, he goes back to the Sunday aide. The money that I spoke to you about on Sunday, I also now admitted on Monday to somebody else. Rav Nachman said to him at that point, you gave me a great way of understanding. Why is that such a great answer? The Rav Vitamer says, they threw a nail, they threw a question into this. Wouldn't this be considered the same as Hador Achava? And just like you said that by Hador Achava, you said that you have to have this entire procedure, so that halacha should be by Hador Achava, where he says to the second person that the second aid, the money I'm admitting about is the money that happened yesterday, so then the halacha is that's the same case. So why would Rav Nate say the same thing? Amalei Hainu Shmir Leicha. This is what I heard about you. The Ramisa Dikli V'Kivslu. That you're able to cut down trees and then you replant it. That what you're doing is that you're destroying my territory. You build and you break. Nado Amri. Ben Hado Achado. Ben Hado Achavo. Ben Havo Achavo. Ben Havo Achado. Matzdarfis. They all can combine. Why does he paskin that way? Because obviously, Kaman, he follows the opinion of Shum and Karcha that we could always combine Adam, even if they're not speaking at this about the same episode.